Have your seat in God's presence. Open your Bible to Psalm 103. And let's read from verse 19. Psalm 103. From verse 19. The Lord has established His throne in heavens. In the heavens. And His kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you His angels. You mighty ones that do His words, obeying the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all His hosts, His ministers who do His will. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. We thank you, Jesus. Our God is a good God and a loving Father. And He has not left us on our own. Our God has always made provision for our goodness. He has always made provision for us in life. He has always made His help available for us, no matter what we are going through. Sometimes we don't feel it. Sometimes we can't see it. Sometimes we don't hear anything. But God's provision of help is always available for us throughout our lives. And one of the provisions He made for us to do well and do good on earth is a provision of angelic help. And whether you know about it, whether you feel it, whether you see it, whether you have been told, whether you have imagined it or not, angelic help is always available for us. But the problem is, if you don't know about it, you can't take advantage of it. And God has made angelic help available for us believers as an advantage for us in life. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Hebrews 1, verse 14. Are they not, talking about angels, are they not all ministering angels sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? If you are born again, you have inherited salvation. And angels have been sent out to serve you. You can be surrounded by a retinue of servants, a retinue of helpers, a retinue of messengers, a retinue of warriors. And you can still be losing the battles of life because you don't know this provision has been made available for you. Because we don't know, most of us have not known that the invisible realm controls the visible realm. So we are moved by only the things we see. I need you to know that all around us now are innumerable angels that are available to help us. This year, early this year, while I was praying, committing the year into God's hands, and say, "Oh Lord, what are you going to do for me this year? What are you going to do?" And the Lord spoke to me and said, "I will send you to work with you." He mentioned the numbers of angels are going to be working with you from now on. The numbers, I look at it. How will you give me alone this number of angels until we came into the year and we'll be ministering? And people will come and see me after service and say, "Pastor, I saw angels moving all around you. I saw this happening all around. I saw that happening all around. I saw angels giving gifts. I saw angels doing that." In fact, we were at a program early this year. It was one of a retreat. After ministering powerfully, a young girl came to me and said, "Pastor, I saw an angel give a baby to this person. I saw an angel gave a car key to this person. I saw an angel gave something to this person. And do you know, one of our sisters we have been praying for the fruit of the womb was at that meeting. When the lady told me, I saw an angel give a baby to her. She is pregnant. She was pregnant that month. Why? Angelic help is available for us, whether you know it or not. Are we here? I used to have an auntie that would tell us very scary stories. And after he tells all those scary stories, he will now send us go and bring water from the dark. Are you facing scary situations in life and you need to face the dark on your own? Don't be afraid. The angels of God are by your side. Can I look for another translation? Message. New Living. Any other translation? Not King James. Isn't it obvious that all angels are sent to help out with those lined up to receive salvation? And for some of us, we are no longer on the line for salvation. We have received salvation already. And angels of God are made available for our help. Angels of God are there to help you in your business. You go to shop and nobody is coming. Arise and say, oh Lord, send your angels. Let them go to Bopuma. Go to Makaranta. Go to Maitama. Let them bring customers. Let them face this shop. This shop was not open to be empty. Let your angels of help make help available for me this morning. Lift your hand down. Let's pray. Lift your hand down. What do you want the angels of God to do for you this week? Say, oh Lord, arise. Send me angelic help. Mention specific areas. Mention specific areas. Your angels for my protection. Your angels, your angels, your angels. Send your angels to me. 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 Oh Lord, send your angels and let them do this for me. Talk to God. Talk to the Lord. 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 Angelic help is for you. It is an advantage. It is for you. It is an advantage. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Angel means messenger. Straightforward. They are mentioned over 273 times in the Bible. Across 34 books in the old Bible, angels' ministrations were mentioned. And if you check Genesis chapter 2 verse 1, you will discover when God created angels. When you read the Bible and you see minister, most of the time it means angels. Other names for angels, hosts. When you see hosts, it means angels in the military service of God. They are warfare angels. They are angels that bring message. They are angels that protect. They are angels that fight battles. They are angels that bring healing. They are angels that worship. They are different departments. Just like if you go to the army, they are tailors in army. They are musicians in army. They are infantry in army. They are Ogamadam boys in army. Different kind of people. And in angelic realm, they are different order and they do different things. I will come in the future and go into details. But just today, I want us to see the advantages that angels bring for us. But before then, I need you to know that there are spirits unlimited by space and time. Angels are not, they don't have our kind of body, so they are not restricted by their bodies. They can pierce through any opposition. They can go through any wall. They move. They are swift. They move at the speed of light, speed of sound, speed of energy. When you need them, God makes them available in the twinkling of an eye. They are invisible. But most of the time, they appear to people as men. And whenever they appear to people as men, in their majesty, the first thing they tell everybody is, fear not. Because when people see them for the first time, the height, the glory, the power, the majesty they carry, everybody prostrates. So many times when they come also, they come just normally to us. And that is where we miss it. Because when you were growing up, you watch a lot of movies where somebody will come in white and be doing his hand like this. So when we talk about angels, you are looking for wings. You are looking for somebody waving his hand. Most of them are ordinary people like me that walk down to you to make help available for you. I've shared it in church before. I was coming for Bible study one day, and I was already late. I got to one of them on the express, and I discovered that my tire was making noise. And I parked my car and discovered that the tire was punctured. And if there's one thing I hate in this world, is to change tire. I think I have brothers and sisters in the house. So, grudgingly, I came down on the vehicle and said, my God, I need to go and teach in church. Oh, Lord, help me. So, I went towards the boot, grudgingly, opening the boot. As I was opening the boot, I heard a voice. And when my car spoiled, was far away from a car stand. The first thing I did when the car spoiled was to look around and see if there is one of these people that I can say, oh boy, take money, help me. And there was nobody. So why I was grudgingly opening the boot, a man came and said, do you need help? I said, yes. He said, okay, don't worry, Oga. Just open the boot. I opened the boot. He carried my jack. He changed my tire. He put the everything. Set minutes. I said, are you going my way? He said, yes. He said, enter, let's go. We're going. When we got to Duse Joint, I told him, my church is at Duse, and I'm not going to Kubwa. Let me, I want to branch. He said, okay, no problem. He came down out of the car. I drove. I checked my mirror. I looked back. I didn't see the person again. Many helpers you have found in life are angels. I have a friend at the Apple Church. He's like an Oga to me. He was in Kogi State. There is this notorious junction somewhere in Kogi State. Unfortunately for me, he got there and the car got spoiled. And just like me also, he started touching everything in the car. Nothing. Oh, is he a car puncture? He told me. Something spoiled in the car. And then he started doing everything. He said, oh my God, help me. He said, five people just came from the bush. I said, oh God, do you need them? He said, yes. He said, I've forgotten what the car, maybe puncture. He said, they all came on the car and walk on everything. Before he can say thank you, they run back through the bush and they could not see them again. Angelic ministration is still real. Stop looking for... fire everywhere. If you see angels in their glory, you can go blind. And the help is always available for you today. Either going through the dark, going through persecution, going through problem, go with the boldness that the angels of God are beside you and making help available for you. Do you understand what we are saying? Okay, so go with me. So, they are spirit and they are flaming fire. That's Psalm 104, verse 4. They have a great speed. They are great in power and mind. 2 Peter 2:11. 2 Peter 2:11. Whereas angels, though greater in might and power, they are greater in mind and they are in power. Let's just jump because of my time so that we can look at some of the advantages that the angels make available for us. Last week, I was here preaching about mercy. And we got home. And my sister-in-law was telling me an experience with a brother and their friends in a car. There's a particular spot where she went to school in America, where accidents always happen. It's a hilly area. And the brother was driving with them at that hilly area. As they were going, a trailer faced them. So, as the trailer faced them, she cried, God, have mercy. And they did not know how the car slid from where it was, from the trailer facing it, and tumble into somebody. It's as if you carry... I explain it as if you carry a car like this. and move it and drop it in somebody's car park. So when the car dropped, the old woman that was the owner of a car, of a house, came out and said, I had already called 911 because I saw your car on the hill and I knew that car cannot survive it. I'm surprised that I came here and saw your car in my garage. How did it get here? The angels carried it and they dropped the car in the garage. I pray for everyone here, for the rest of your life, may you enjoy angelic protection. In the name of Jesus, may you enjoy angelic protection. In the name of Jesus. Angels are carriers of good news. Is there anybody that is waiting for good news? That you have prayed and prayed and prayed. God is sending his angels to bring good news to you. Can we quickly check Luke chapter 1 verse 13. Zechariah has waited for a child for a long time. And then the angel came and said to him, be not afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. And your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. Angels are carriers, they are announcers of good news. I pray for everyone here. You have prayed and you have prayed and you have prayed. It's a time for you to receive a good news. Let the Lord activate his angelic host. Let them visit you with that good news. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand up. Can we pray? What good news have you been waiting for? Commit it to God's hand. Commit it. Can we do that quickly? Can we do that quickly? Good news. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. When God gives you an assignment, he makes his angels available to help you achieve your assignment. Listen to me. That is why you see on the judgment day, excuses will be almost non-existent. Because everything that God asks you to do, he makes all help, all grace, all every kind of help available for you to achieve it. Exodus 33, verse 2. Exodus 33, verse 2. So God makes his angels help us to fulfill every divine mandate that he has given to us. I will send an angel. His word, their mandate was to go to the promised land and take it over. And in addition to the instruction, he said, I will send an angel before you. And I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. I will drive them out. I have given you the mandate. I have asked you to do something. But I will still send my angel to do it. But you know, do you know how it works? When you take the first step, they take over and help you. When you don't take the first step, the angels will not help you. See, you are waiting for God's help. God is waiting for you to move. Start and see God work on you. So every mandate and every instruction that God has given you, he has sent his angels to help you, to back you up. Can we pray together? What is the assignment that God has given you? What is it? What is it? What is it? Say, oh Lord, send your angels to help me. Send your angels to help me. My Father, send your angels. Send your angels. Talk to him, talk to him, talk to him, talk to him. Oh Lord, my God, send your angels. 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 To help me. To help me. Send your angels to help me. Tell him your assignment for the week. Tell him your assignment for the month. Tell him the issues in your place of work. Tell him the issues concerning your business. And said, oh Lord, send your angels. Send your angels. Send your angels. Send your angels. Send your angels to help me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. When he gives a mandate, he sends his angels to help. Stretch your two hands towards the other. For every work committed to your hands, even the one you think you are an expert in, we ask for angelic help for you. Stretch your hands. Angelic help. Hanasi, hallelujah. Hanasi, hallelujah. Jehovah, many woe. Oh, many woe.
Dimosi, believe. Hanasi, hallelujah. Hanasi, hallelujah. Jehovah, many woe. Indi mozi binikwe, anasi aleluya, anasi aleluya, Jehovah meriwo, meriwo, indi mozi binikwe, anasi ale, anasi aleluya. Jehovah meriwo, andi mozi biniwe, anasi, anasi, Jehovah meriwo, oh meriwo, andi mozi, anasi, anasi, ale.
Every assignment that you have, every mandate that you have, every work that you have that is difficult and complex, receive angelic help there now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, have your seat. So angels, help us with our mandate. And do you know what? Matthew 2:13. Angels warn us of impending danger. Angels warn us of impending danger. I've shared before here three different stories. Let me take one. Of a sister in our church that went to Wuse Market to buy things. And while he was at Wuse Market, at the pass where they take the bus for Kuba, she was there waiting for Kuba bus and she could not get. And then he heard a voice and said, move. Cross the road. Go to the other side. You know, many of us are too intelligent for divine instruction. Now here we take Kuba bus. That side, Namaraba bus. Why would you tell me to leave where then they take Uba bus and go to Maraba side? But she carried the yam and other load and crossed the road. And when immediately she turned to face the road, a bus came and cleared people. Lost the brake, came, cleared people from where he moved. He will send his angels to encamp around you. Do you understand? Move. Do you know what the angels did to Lot? When the angels spoke to him, he didn't want to go. It was as if they carried Koboka and said, move. As if you're in that condition, where is that sister's condition was like, move. And you know, maybe the angels were hitting in here. Is there any stubborn person in church that when you were grown, they were hitting your head? Now move. I think we are giving angels permission to start hitting some people's head. Move. And that was how he was delivered. Matthew chapter 2 verse 13. And when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child and to destroy him. Yoruba people will say, Moja Mosala fi maki konjulo juogun. Interpretation. The way you know a warrior is that a warrior knows when to fight and when to run away. There are many people that are stupid and say, I have the Spirit of God. I can fight a battle. And they are fighting every battle. Even Jesus was asked, his father was asked to carry him to Egypt. He did not say, after all, he's the Son of God. After all, angels can come and help him. Angels can come and fight his battle. But angels say, go to Egypt. Angels warn us of impending danger. We have had many people that have died untimely sometimes, and we gather and we say, oh God, did God not talk? Did God not? When we get, when we will discover that some of us trust so much in our anointing that we didn't listen to the Holy Spirit, we didn't listen to angels, and we went into trouble. And people are still asking questions today. It will shock you when we get to heaven. Listen, it will be this angel's charge over you. That's what the Bible says. So you need to know and walk in the consciousness with wisdom. You can't say angels are protecting you and you're going about taking poison. Because that is how some Christians live their life foolishly. When I was in the bank, I was once at the counter. I came to work at the counter and somebody was paid money. And they dropped the money on the counter and walked away to the toilet. So he was called. And say, okay, come and carry your money now. He said, no worry. Nobody can touch my money. I pay my tithe. Foolishness. I pray that the angels of the Lord will always be by your side. Everywhere you go to. In the name of Jesus. Can I jump a little? The angels deliver from calamity and from trouble. Deliver from calamity and from trouble. And you know what? Sometimes we got into the trouble by ourselves. The mercy makes angels to be activated on our behalf. So I need you to know that no matter the problem you are in, you have an advantage that God can send his angels to help you. Hello, are you here? Acts chapter 5. Verse 17 to 20. But the high priest rose up, and all who were with him, that is the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, they arrested the apostles and put them in a public prison. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said to them, go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of life. So physically we're put in prison. The angel released them and said, go and stand in the public place of the temple and declare the word of life. Listen to me. For any captivity you are in, for any prison the enemy has put you, for any prison your errors, your mistake, and your sin has put you, the mercy of the Lord is speaking for you and is releasing his angels to release you from that prison. And he's saying, after that, stand in the temple. That is why some people's miracles are not complete. They never share testimonies of the great things God is doing for them. Remember the 10 lepers that came to Jesus. Heal us. He sent them, go. Show yourself to the priest and you heal. They got there, they were healed. They didn't come back to share testimony. It was only one that came back. And when he came, he said, where are the others? He said, your faith has made you whole. There's a difference between healing and wholeness. Healing, they heal you this one. You come another time for another thing. Wholeness is divine health. You can never be sick again. Testimony activated that in their life. And what he told them, the angels of God came and released them. And they must stand before the temple and proclaim so that they will know that the Lord draws greetings. So I pray for everyone here. In any prison of any kind, whether you know of it or you don't know, let the Lord arise by his angels and deliver you this morning. In the name of Jesus. Anywhere the enemy has kept you, today, by the help of angels, be released. Be released. Let the Lord send his angels and release you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Because our time is fast, man. How do we activate angelic help in our lives? Like 8 things, but let me just take 2 or 3. Remember, number one thing is Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. The angels of God are sent to minister, to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation. The angels of God are only sent to help those who are born again. Only those who have given their life to Christ, because the angels of God are sent only. When angels of God are sent to unbelievers, it is for judgment. We'll get there in the second service. But the angels of God, for a person to enjoy the ministry of angels, you need to give your life to Christ. There is no two ways about it. They are sent to serve, to help, to encourage, to instruct, to protest, to fight for those who will inherit salvation. Only for them. Number 2. Psalm 34 verse 7. Psalm 34 verse 7. The angels of God encamp around those who fear him and delivers them. The fear of God activates angelic ministry for you. When you have the fear of God in your life, whenever you are in challenge, whenever you need angelic help, you don't even need to pray. God makes it available. The fear of God activates angelic ministration. Psalm 107 verse 20. Psalm 107 verse 20. Oh, 103:20. Sorry, Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord. Oh, you his angels. You mighty ones who do his word. Obeying the voice of his word. What does it mean? There are things that angels do. One, they bless the name of the Lord. Number 2, they do the word of God. So the will of God, the purpose of God, the assignment of God on earth, anyone running with it, angels are available to walk with him because they are fellow partners. Because they are fellow partners. Revelation 19:10. Quickly. Revelation 19:10. Revelation 19:10. Then I fell down at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, you must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. Angels of God are available to help people who are doing the will of God and holding on to the testimony of Jesus. And he said, they are our fellow servants. So we are in partnership with angels for the kingdom of God to come. Go back to Psalm 103 verse 20. Let me explain the last part of it. So they bless the name of the Lord. They do the works of God on earth. And immediately you are doing the works of God, they are available to help you. And the third one, which is important for our service today, is obeying the voice of His word. Can I hear you say, obeying the voice of His word? Say that, let me hear you. Angels don't move by you saying, angel of God, arise. Angels obey the voice of His word. What it means is this. When you quote scriptures, you have given a voice to the word of God. Angels are activated. You want protection, you come. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You have given a voice to the word. Angels will come and stand attention near you because you have called them to order and say, appear. They obey the voice of His word. It is written, none shall be ill, shall be sick. None shall miscarry. None shall be sick in the land. When you quote that, you have given a voice to the word of the Lord. Angels appear to you at the hospital in obedience of that word. When you don't know the word of God, you can't enjoy angelic ministration, because angels only and always move according to the word of the Lord. But we can't teach this without giving you some caveats. Angels are not meant to be worshipped. They are fellow servants with you. Angel Raphael, Angel Ruel, do it for me. Angel Ivan, Angel Ruel, you are mighty. Angel, which one again? Angel Gabriel, Angel Michael, Angel Andalaba, stupid. The angel said it, I am a fellow servant with you. Worship God. Don't make the mistake of your life of equating angels with God. In fact, for us to know God, Paul told us, we are going to judge angels. Now we go judge angels later. How will you be worshiping who you are supposed to judge? Why are we worshiping who is a fellow servant with you? Never enter the temptation. All around the book of Revelation, you will see the angels telling John, don't worship me. Worship the Lord. Do we understand, Psalm number 2? There is nowhere in the Bible where anyone prayed to an angel. Please listen to me. There is nowhere in the Bible where anybody prayed to an angel. All over the Bible, people pray to God and God sends angels. Let's say I have workers working for me. And you need my workers' help to do some things for you in your farm or in your house. You don't have the right to go directly to my workers and say, come and work for me. What do? You talk to me and say, I'm interested in some of your workers doing something for me. Please, can you be gracious enough to send them? And then I now say, okay. And I send the workers to you. Nowhere in the Bible did anybody pray to angels. So why even doing spiritual warfare? It's better you say, oh Lord, let your angels come, than saying, angels, I command you. They don't respond to your command. They respond to the command of God and the word, the voice you give to the word of the Lord. Do we understand what I've said? Hello, do we understand what I've said? Never worship an angel. They are fellow servants with you. never pray to an angel is an insult to God. It is idolatry to pray to angels. Whenever you need an angel, pray to God and He will respond to you. Can I close with this? Always expect the ministry of angels in your life. Expect. Live in expectation that angels are around you. Live in expectation of angels helping you. And you can always ask for the help of angels. Matthew 26, verse 53. Let's read that as we take some prayers and close. Look at this. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and He will at once send me more than 12 legion of angels? Listen to me. Jesus is God. He has the power to command angels to come. But to show us a lesson that we are not supposed to pray to angels, He gave us an example and said, do you think that I cannot pray? Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father? He has all the power to bring angels down. But to show us an example so that we don't enter error and mistake, He said we can appeal to the Father. And He will send an angel's word. Lift your right hand up. Let's appeal to Him for angelic. Lift your right hand up. Ask Him for angelic in various areas of your life. Ask Him. Areas of your life. Mention specific areas. And ask Him for angelic help. Ask Him for angelic help. Oh God, arise. Send your angels. I receive angelic help. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Jacob was going somewhere, running away from his brother. He got to a place, he slept, and he saw angels going up and down ladder. And that is what is happening in this church presently. And happens every time. Angels going up and down. He said, I did not know it. What a pathetic statement. Angels of God are around some people, they don't know it. Ah, the Lord is here, and I did not know. Ah! Lift your right hand up. Sensitivity, awareness of divine moves, of angelic moves, all around me. For the rest of my life, from today. Sensitivity. I receive sensitivity and awareness of angelic moves, angelic acts, angelic works, all around me. In the name of Jesus. Bow down your heads. Let's set you one or two more things. Bow down your heads. The angels of God are only made available for them that are born again. Those that are believers. You are here, you want to give your life to Christ. You want to be born again. So that you can access angelic help. Wherever you are now, quickly, wherever you are, raise your right hand up boldly. Raise your right hand up boldly. Labale bokuria dada bakari abale. Ezete ketele bokuria. Ebele bokuli bekeria dada. Ebeketele bokuria dada. Ele ketele bokuria male bokuria. Azata katalaba. Ebekeria le bokuria. Andale bokotelele. Eria dana namakaria. We thank you. Can we all lift our hands up? I pray for everyone here. Wherever you are, wherever you go, whatever you are going through, let there be angelic help for you. Let there be angelic ministration for you. Especially for your children. Let the angel of God arise and protect them. You are delivered from every calamity. You are delivered from every tragedy. Let a angelical be visible unto you. Lord, we thank you, we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Brother, let's take one more prayer. Just one more. One more. But before we take that prayer, if you have been given a card, the counselors are calling you at the back. Please just stand up. There's somebody waving his hand at the back to you. Please just see them. Let them talk to you quickly. Any trouble planned against you into the future, any trouble awaiting in the future against you, let the Lord by his angels deliver you from that trouble. In the name of Jesus, some of us, by nature of our work, we need angelic help. For anyone in the military service, paramilitary, police, in this church, we bid the angels of God charge over you. In the name of Jesus, you will not die untimely. In the name of Jesus, the enemy shall not locate you. With long life, he will satisfy you. In the name of Jesus, people moving up and down this country on the road, kidnappers, infested road, potholes everywhere, may the angels of God protect you. You will go safely. You will come back safely. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We pray for everyone. Lift your two hands up and say, from today, I enjoy angelic help everywhere I go, in all dimensions. I enjoy angelic help. My family members, they enjoy angelic help. In the name of Jesus, we enjoy angelic help. We enjoy angelic help. We enjoy angelic help. We enjoy angelic help. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord sent his angels for you. Your foot will not strike the stone. The enemy shall not prevail over you. The angels of the Lord shall encamp around you. They will go ahead of you and fight your battles. The angels of the Lord will back you up. In the name of Jesus, they will bring you timely warnings that delivers you from calamity. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom and angelic help all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you for coming. See you on Wednesday. God bless you.